This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You are listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today our guest is Dr. Lynn Nguyen, a pediatrician at Memorial Care Medical Group's primary care office in Long Beach, California. She attended medical school at the University of California San Diego School of Medicine and completed an internship and residency at the University of California Irvine Medical Center. Dr. Nguyen believes in the power to change a child's well-being through preventive care and partnering with parents to achieve the best care possible for their child. Today we'll be discussing salt and how much is too much for our children. Welcome, Dr. Nguyen.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me.
The pleasure is all ours. And you know, today's topic is near and dear to my heart since I've been trying to cut down on my salt addiction for many years now. I love it so much. I actually got a salt lick for a birthday gift one year. I know, but I'm hoping to hear something today that will finally motivate me to cut back a little bit.
Yes, it's very difficult. And virtually most people in U.S. consume way too much salt.
Yeah.
Normally, the daily salt requirement for children is about 1,500 grams,
mm-hmm.
which amounts to only approximately half a teaspoon of salt, and most of us consume two to even three times as much.
That's pretty incredible. How much, you know, how is it really getting into our systems? How much is this ingested?
That's an excellent question. So salt is actually present in so many of our natural foods, and ideally that should be the source of salt that our children ingest.
Mm-hmm.
However, what we don't realize is salt is added in so many different other foods
mm-hmm.
that we eat, even if those foods are not salty. So things like bread or pasta or salad dressing or canned food, they all are high in salt and also other bad things for you too.
Wow. So what would you say would be the average percent of salt intake from hidden salt?
That's the most worrisome part. Over half of our salt intake comes from what you call the hidden salt. So most of the time we are ingesting salt without even realizing it. And it's used in so many variety of ways, like to enhance the taste or mask flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time in cooking and baking and preservation process of foods that you don't even realize how much salt you're taking in throughout the day. And for our children, it's in all of their favorite foods. So, you know, pizzas and chips and snacks.
Yeah,
and
even soup. Yeah. Soup is a high sodium type of food.
Very high, yes.
So what are the short-term health effects of too much salt?
Our children's taste preferences are formed very early in life. So if they learn to like the overly salty foods early on, they'll tend to choose those processed foods all the time. And those are high in sodium, excess processed sugars, and saturated fats. And what we see is that children who tend to eat a lot of salt
mm-hmm.
are at high risk of becoming obese and even have high blood pressure.
Not good.
No.
So that's the short-term health effects. What about the long-term health effects that parents should be aware of?
So if one has these bad habits as a child, they will continue having those food choices and as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, they are at high risk of high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, and even chronic kidney disease.
Wow. I hadn't been aware of that. You've laid out the problem and you've laid out some of the things that can happen to us. So how can parents reduce or control the amount of salt that their child is taking in every single day?
The key is to, one, being aware of that being a problem and being informed. So reading all the food labels And asking for low sodium or no salt added meals will be tremendously helpful. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it's better to eat at home where you have most control over the food that you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of using the salt as a habit to enhance the flavors, we can use herbs, spices, lemon juices, etc. And the big one really is just, you know, take the salt shaker off the dinner table.
Yeah, that's the hard one, isn't it? A lot of restaurants have done that, but that's maybe because their chefs are putting in more than adequate amounts of salt.
Exactly. And schools have done a lot of good choices, too, to replace for the low-sodium or no-sodium added food choices, too. So that's a very good part of it.
What about yogurt? A lot of parents are turning to yogurt as, you know, something that they give their children daily.
It really depends. Again, you have to read the ingredients. There are good yogurts and bad yogurts. Mm. There are some that actually have processed sugars and salt.
Yeah. It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yes. And especially, like you said, if we're already used to that particular taste preference,
mm-hmm.
and in all the recipes that we read that to add salt as part of cooking, if we can try to stay away from it, actually all the natural flavors, the natural salt will come out. So mm-hmm. you're not actually missing out on a yummy meal.
Here's the thing. You'd think we've come this far in so many areas of science. You'd think they'd come up with a good salt substitute. I mean, I know there are some okay ones out there, but to me, they just don't have that punch. Have you heard of anything that might be, you know, very, very tasty that maybe I'm not aware of and maybe our listeners aren't?
Yes. So I think our society these days always feel that we need a substitute for something we really like. So, mm-hmm. you know, we use sweetener as substitute for sugar, and we're trying to find something to add instead of that habit of adding the salt.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think the problem is we should try to find all of the healthy, unprocessed, natural foods that have those wonderful flavors and have that introduced to our children from early on so that they are never salt cravers down the road. It's more of a preventative measure and therefore giving them lifelong good food habits.
Mm-hmm. But for those of us who it's way too late, how do we change our evil ways? I guess lemon juice, huh?
Yes, so many herbs and spices when combined together will actually give you a wonderful flavors. So yeah. No, it's not too late. It's a little bit harder.
Dr. Lynn, I think you should come up with one. A really great salt alternative. We won't say substitute.
We'll say
alternative.
Yes, I'm trying. My husband and I are actually experimenting a lot in the kitchen. I'll let you know.
Okay, very good. Now, let's just talk about what salt does physically to our children.
Yes. So normally we do need a small amount of salt as part of just natural minerals that a body needs to function. However, when there's too much salt in our salt system, it tends to overwhelm a lot of our organs that normally are not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing would be in our heart, our blood pressure would rise, and it actually does make our kidneys work that much harder.
Mm-hmm.
Water retention being another thing. So if they do eat a lot of salty things, they'll tend to ask for more fluids. And a lot of times our children tend to go for sodas and juices as a way to quench their thirst.
There you go.
So it's not only salt problem, you know, it's one that you will introduce a whole gam of other issues that does lead to obesity.
That makes sense. So if our listeners want more information on how to reduce the amount of salt in their children's diets and their own, where can they go?
My two favorite places that I send parents to are one, healthychildren.org, which is the American Academy of Pediatrics site. It's a wonderful site with a lot of very good, reliable information, and actually common sense healthy tips for parents.
Okay.
And obviously the cdc.gov/salt website is also good if you want just the normal information about salt.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Nguyen. I'm going to give those again. cdc.gov/salt or healthychildren.org. And we want to thank you very much for spending some time with us this afternoon. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Deborah.
I'm going to try to kick that habit. To listen to the podcast or for more info, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a fantastic day.